Hello and welcome to Bereaved Motherhood and All It Entails. I'm your host, Mackenzie, and today we're going to be talking about You Survived. So you survived. You survived Thanksgiving. It's done. It's behind you. And you're through it. You don't have to worry about it again till next year. And so you should give yourself a pat on the back. That is a big accomplishment. Getting through these first, if it's your baby's first Thanksgiving, that's a really, really big deal. And even if it's your baby's second Thanksgiving, fifth Thanksgiving, 10th Thanksgiving, it's always something to celebrate getting through hard, triggering days, regardless of how much time has gone by. So it's just important that we celebrate that you have made it through and you have survived. And today, before we jump into everything related to Christmas and loss and all the emotions and feelings that that can bring up if you are someone who does celebrate Christmas, I thought it was really important to talk about surviving. When I was thinking about, okay, we survived Thanksgiving, we got through it. Well, what else have we survived? And there's, you know, a quote that says, like, I've survived every one of my hardest days. And although that can be a little cliche, I think it's really important to think about that and ponder it and to say, yeah, that's true. I have survived all of my hardest days. And that can be an encouragement to you that you will survive tomorrow. You will survive this holiday season. You'll survive Christmas, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, all of it. You will survive it regardless of how hard and horrible and triggering it may be. You're going to get through it. And I just want you to lean on that and to remember that you will survive and that eventually the sun is going to be a little bit brighter. The days are going to be a little bit longer and things will begin to improve. They won't continue to get worse and to stay in the pit for all of eternity. And so I just think it's important that in the middle of these difficult seasons to just put some kind of diamonds in the rough, some things that we can kind of hold on to give ourselves some comfort and assurity that as hard as it's going to be okay and we're going to survive it. And then the idea of, you know, how am I surviving? I remember at the beginning, someone telling me something like this and me looking at them and kind of being like, yeah, that's the horrible part is that this won't actually kill me. I will survive this. So I'm going to forever be in this like pain and feeling like I'm dying, yet I'm never going to actually die from this because I will survive. And to me, the surviving part was almost more overwhelming. And I really had to like shift my paradigm instead of being like, oh, I will survive it and that's going to be so horrible, to kind of view myself as a fighter and to say, you know what, I'm getting through each and every day and my son wants me to get through each and every day. You know, he's cheering me on. He's supporting me. He doesn't want to have ruined my life and to make everything sad and horrible and gray and down and to feel like, you know, his mother is continually in a state of dying, but yet will never die. You know, he wants me to conquer each and every day and to live each day for him and to bring glory for him. And so I kind of changed my mindset on the surviving and really viewed it as like, you know what, I'm strong and I'm a fighter and I'm a survivor. And I am going to survive each and every day. And I am going to survive, you know, this holiday season. I'm going to survive the new year. I'm going to survive whatever is to come. And I'm going to do it for my son, you know, like to make him proud. I'm going to show him that I'm tough and that I'm a fighter and that I'm strong. Because those are the kind of characteristics I would want of him. I wouldn't want him to be somebody that just gives up when, you know, the going gets really, really tough. And so likewise, although, you know, he's not here in this earth, I want to be that same type of mom to him, that mom that he can be proud of and, you know, that he can look down from heaven and be like, yeah, that's my mom. Look what she's doing. Like, I'm really, really proud of her. And, you know, I think that's kind of an important thing is, you know, how would we make our children proud of us? Like, how would they want us to live our life? And I think when we can kind of shift our focus And instead of seeing it as negative, see it as positive. That really helps. You know, making those small little adjustments to see the positive can be really helpful in our mental health and getting through a season or a trial. You know, just kind of switching our perspective. And I'm not saying being like, oh, yep, you know, this is such a great experience. This is so wonderful. Wow. Everything's, you know, great. You know, of course not. Absolutely not. But just kind of being like, what can I say to myself? How can I encourage myself to get through each and every day where I can kind of be like, yeah, you did it. Good job. You're doing well through this. And, you know, I think that's important is that although we're in the middle of grieving, it's still okay to have good days. It's still okay to have victories, to make accomplishments throughout this day, throughout this season, throughout this time, and throughout this grief journey. And that's part of the grief journey is as we go on, we have more and more victories. You know, we continue to own more and more time and days. And we can just kind of slowly change kind of our perspective as in, you know, instead of surviving being a negative, I can now begin to view it as a positive, and it can be a way to kind of encourage me and to help me along in this process to better support me in my grief and in this whole healing journey. And so that's just kind of what I want to encourage you guys today is, you know what, you made it, you did it, however well or terrible it went, good job. You know, you should celebrate that. You should be proud of yourself. And, you know, go out and do something that's celebratory to say, yeah, you know what? I got through this. Good for me. Kudos to me. I'm strong. I'm an amazing mom. I'm an amazing woman. Just look what I made out of. You know, even if yesterday was a disaster. And, you know, maybe yesterday was so draining and so hard that you wake up and you're like, you know what? I survived it. I got through it. Wow, you know, I'm proud of myself, even if it was terrible. And you're like, but today I just need a day in bed to recuperate, to recover from the horrors of yesterday. And again, you know, that's fine too. We all have to have those days to recoup. We all have bad days, days that we don't feel like getting out of bed, days that we just sit on the couch, you know, days that we really almost like can't make our minds and bodies do anything. And if you need a day like that, that's okay. It's okay to take those days here and there when we need them and to, you know, honor our grief in that way as well. So whatever you need to do today, do it. Don't feel guilty and just be so, so proud of yourself that you got through Thanksgiving. You got through one of the big holidays and you have about a month left. And then this holiday season will be behind you and we will be into 2023. Another thing that I thought was important to talk about in the idea of, you know, surviving all these milestones without our child is to really think about how do we want to include our children and bring them with us. So when I say that, like, if there was things about yesterday that you're like, man, this went really, really well. I really like how this worked out. Make note of it. Write it down, you know, just so that you can remember it, maybe that you can bring certain aspects of it and say, okay, I want to do this at Christmas. And then maybe there's things that you're like, oh no, that was awful. That was a disaster. That didn't go well. I don't want to do that anymore. Again, make note of it. And then maybe be like, okay, what would you do differently? How would you change it to be better? How would you tweak things? And this is, you know, a process, and it's not something you're just going to have mastered overnight. It's a continual growth process about how to better honor our children and to do that in a way that we're comfortable with, that we feel okay with, and hopefully in a way that others, if you're celebrating your holidays with other people, can also be a part of and respect and kind of take part in as well. And so making those notes about, okay, you know, looking at it and being like, I was really happy with this. I was disappointed with this. This was great. This was not so great. Oh, you know what? Maybe there was nothing that was so terrible, but it's like, I really would like to try this or that. You know, make note of it just so that you don't forget it. I know you might think, oh, there's no way I'd forget it. Like, I got this. But it's just a good idea to kind of write down your feelings and the why behind it. Because as time goes on and, you know, with grief and a grief brain, sometimes these things get jumbled up, they run together, it's hard to decipher or remember, or it's like, well, maybe it was just, you know, my grief that day and I was being overly sensitive, it'll be fine next year. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of the spiral where you're just like repeating yourself and it's like, oh, actually, okay. And, you know, just not a good trajectory. So I think it's really important to kind of reflect on the day and say, okay, what went well? What didn't? What do I want to change? And maybe there isn't anything you want to change. And, you know, again, those are awesome, awesome things to keep in mind and to remember as we do begin to prepare for Christmas and then, you know, with next year and the years to come's holiday seasons. You know, these are just good, good things to keep in mind. And this is also a good time to, you know, thank those that supported you, that you appreciated the way that they behaved and acted and loved on you and your family. You know, let them know that. Be like, hey, you know, when you did this, that meant a lot. Thank you so much. That really helped. You have no idea how much that meant to me. And then likewise, if something happened that was really, really hard, and it's somebody that, you know, is going to be around at Christmas, or, you know, you're going to see them every year for Thanksgiving, or you just see them a lot in your day-to-day life, I think it's important to make note of that. You know, honesty is the best policy. And to just be like, hey, you know, when this and that happened, or you said this and that, you know, I found that to be really hurtful and upsetting to my grief, and this is the reason why. And then you're providing proof. And I understand that everybody, you know, has personal feelings and emotions, and it could be that it was completely unintended, but at least it raises awareness and kind of viewed as a learning experience of teaching those that care about you how they can better love you, support you, and love your child and honor your child. And that just means recognizing and acknowledging who did well and what it was they did well, and then who did, you know, more poorly, or what it was that they did that was hurtful or, you know, unhelpful. And that just kind of allows everybody to learn and grow from it. And as long as you do it in a kind, respectful, loving way, you know, people shouldn't get upset. Now, I know that, especially in today's day and age, we have a culture of people that are easily offended. And so that's sometimes easier said than done. But as long as you do it, you know, the nicest and best way that you can, where you're like, hey, I'm comfortable with this, I can sleep on this at night, then regardless of the other person's feelings, you know you did the right thing. You know that you're helping protect your child. And, you know, at the end of the day, they should get over it. And if they don't, well, it tells a lot about who they are as a person. And do you really want that kind of person in your kid's life, or, you know, your life, your family's life, your grief life? And those are all, you know, big things to consider, but very important things to consider as we go through this whole journey, and especially holiday season. So I hope that you're able to really have a nice, relaxing weekend. I hope you're able to kind of take a break and unplug and do whatever you need to do for your mental health. Maybe you treat yourself to a spa day, or you and your husband go on a date, or go to a movie, or just have an at-home kind of snuggle on the couch day, or do something in front of the family, or whatever it is. I hope you're able to do something that can bring you some joy, that can, you know, be mentally healthy and healing for you, as well as, you know, physically and just spiritually, something that is, you know, really good for the soul as we have this long weekend, this holiday weekend. And hopefully you can maybe even start some traditions to honor your child, and like, oh, okay, this is something we're going to do annually, and like, this is the way it's going to go. But I do think it's really, really important to take this time to kind of recoup and to really focus on our mental health and our grief health, because I know these days can be really long and really hard and really triggering, and it can then be helpful to kind of have a rebound period before jumping into the new week on Monday and everything that, you know, December has to offer. So I just want to encourage you to find something that is just relaxing and enjoyable for you, something that, you know, really ministers to your soul, and to just take the time you need to be proud of what you've accomplished, to remember that you are a strong woman, you're a fighter, you're brave, and your baby is so proud of you. They are cheering you on, and they're just so thankful that you're their mom and that they're your baby, and you know they are here for you, and they want you to conquer, you know, these days. They want to see you succeed. And so give yourself just a clap on the back, really, you know, reward yourself, treat yourself for surviving yesterday and all that it is. And, you know, again, just make note of what worked, what didn't, what you would like to see different in the future or do different in different holidays. And, you know, just so that you can kind of have those notes that you can later go back and reflect upon, so that we can hopefully, you know, make each holiday, each Thanksgiving, you know, better than the last one, and in a way that you can really sit back and be like, okay, I feel good about that considering my circumstances. But just never forget that you are a strong woman, you're a brave woman. You're tougher than you think. You know, we all are. And I think we see that when there's tribulation and there's devastation and these really difficult circumstances that people find themselves in, right? Regardless if you're on an airplane that's being hijacked, regardless if, you know, you yourself have been abducted, regardless if, you know, you're in the shoes that you and I are in, you just hear again and again stories of amazing, you know, strength and fight and resolve in people when really the worst hits them. And us as, you know, bereaved moms, we're in that same boat. The worst has come to us as well, and we're still standing and we're still fighting, and that's something to celebrate. And so I hope you're able to do that this weekend. Just know that I'm proud of you. You were in my prayers and my thoughts nonstop yesterday, and I really hope that you were able to have a gracious, peaceful Thanksgiving, the best it could be considering the circumstances. And just know that, you know, this community is here for you. I'm here for you. You guys are always on my hearts and minds. And I'm so thankful that we have this place, and, you know, look forward to growing it. If you enjoyed the video, please rate it, give it a review, recommend it to your friends or family. That just helps us grow and continue to produce content, you know, to help our community and be a resource for all of us lost mamas. Remember that new episodes drop every Friday at 3 a.m. Eastern and 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We thank you so much for spending this time with us, being here with us, and we look forward to seeing you again next week. We pray that you have a really wonderful, restful, you know, mentally healthy, rejuvenating long weekend where you're able to recover from everything that you've been through, and just, you know, be kind to yourself, be easy on yourself, be gentle to yourself, because this is a long, long journey, a long road, and there's a lot to get through. So thank you so much for spending the time with us this morning, and I do hope that you had the best Thanksgiving possible. And I know it was a hard day, but you did it, you survived, and that's something to be proud of and something to celebrate.